You know, the psalmist writes, "Be still and know that I am God." Perhaps that message gives you comfort in your life. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count, and Mark Stewart says that passage has been very meaningful to him in his faith journey.
Another verse that has been very significant to me is Psalm 46:10, which says, "Be still and know that I am God." I hadn't a clue, and I'm still struggling a little bit what it means to be still, to not fret, to not be anxious. But the last part of that, "and know that I am God," I need to choose to let him be God and do what he wants. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
And because Mark knows Christ personally, he has hope. Because to live is Christ and to die is gain.
I invited Jesus Christ into my life and I surrendered my entire life to him for him to do with it whatever he wants. If he wants to glorify me in life, great. If he wants to glorify me in death, great. It is terrifying to think about your mortality or to face death. But it all goes back to, can I rest in God? Can I be still, not anxious, and trust in God, who says he's going to walk through us no matter what we go through?
Mark says he has hope no matter what he is facing.
And at times he has to carry us. There's times I've had to be carried. So we have an opportunity to trust God when we can't see the future or see ahead. But you know what? He's not worried about it, and he's in control. He does grieve. He hates death and disease. His son died for that. And he grieves with us, but he has something better for those who trust in him.
Even in difficult circumstances, we must remember that God is God and we are not. And he asks us to humbly submit ourselves to what he wants to do in our hearts. Do you need some encouragement as you walk more closely with him? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.